Schools, both primary and post-primary, are struggling to fill empty posts by September. Despite the recent offer of €2,000 for newly qualified teachers, many schools fear they won't fill the posts and will have to put support teachers or retired teachers in the classrooms. Davnet O'Rourke is a former principal and now chair of the Board of Management of Gaelscoil Ruairi in Maynooth in County Kildare. She's been telling us about their problems this summer.
We're now short three permanent posts for next September. Last year we advertised for posts as well. We were left short for one permanent post for the whole year. And this year now we've got five applications, and tomorrow are the interviews, and we've only one person left to come to interview at the moment. Whether they'll come or not is another question. The others have all got jobs. So we've already re-advertised, and this is what happened last year. We were advertising all summer. The principal got no break at all. And it's just, we're trying to find people who aren't there.
Why is it so hard?
If they're not here, they can't. We've lost one teacher this year because she's moving down the country, because she can afford to buy down the country that she can't afford to buy in Maynooth or in the environs there. People are trying to stay close to home where they won't have to pay rent, or they're going abroad. There's many, many different reasons for people going, but we seem to be very short. I don't know. I mean, I know they've upped the numbers in teacher training colleges slightly, but it's obviously not enough, or they're not staying. I think the cost of living is a huge problem. We have even sent out messages on the parents' WhatsApps to say, will you tell people to, if they're looking for a job, you know, apply. And some of the things that are coming back in is saying, basically, if in the area in Kildare, if you're going to be paying rent, it's about 1,500 a month. Then your utility bill's 150. If you're running a car, 400 or 500. And then, so you're talking about, like, out of your 2,000, 2,500, 2,600 that you're getting into your hand a month, most of it's gone in bills. You can't live on it.
Are these permanent jobs then?
These are permanent pensionable jobs, yes.
If you're still three teachers down then in September, how's the school going to manage?
That was my question in the paper this morning, because if you have a permanent job and you don't fill it and you try and get somebody in to do even cover days,
yes,
you can't do that because it's a permanent job. There's nobody you're subbing for, so they can't put you into the system. So every time the principal got somebody in, even to cover a few days, she had to get the whole full appointment form filled out. So you can't even put it through the online claim system. So that makes the first difficulty for the teacher or for the principal. Learning support gets thrown by the wayside, because the first thing you have to do is fill a class teacher for each class. If you can do it, you may have to amalgamate classes. We opened a special autism class last year, and again, we're struggling now to staff it. So you have the most vulnerable children, and the children now post-COVID who lost out on being in school, who lost out maybe on learning support because obviously they weren't in the schools, and now they're losing out because the learning support teachers aren't being, you can't prioritise it if you have a class of 30 children or 26 children sitting with no teacher. I'm retired. I was going in and out doing a day a week originally, and then a bit, you know, trying to cover. But it's not an attractive thing for a retired teacher or principal to go into. It just doesn't pay well.
The offer of €2,000 incentive for newly qualified teachers to remain here, is that going to help?
No, not at all. They won't get it till the end of the year. So that's not going to pay their rent. After tax, it's 1,000, maybe 1,200. But they're not going to, that's not going to keep. You have to pay the rent up front. You're not going to say, hang on, will you wait until the summer? I'm getting an extra 1,000 into my pocket. That's not going to help. You need to have some sort of waiting for the higher rent areas or higher cost areas.
A London-style allowance then, yes?
Exactly. The other thing that could be done is, well, you could try and attract the sort of recently retired people back, but make it a bit more attractive. Don't be paying them an unqualified rate when they've nearly 40 years teaching behind them experience. There is one other thing that I think might plug it in the short term. You have the fourth year students in college. They come out and spend quite a bit of that time in schools doing teaching practice. Why not in the short, in the interim, let them take on a paid year temporary work, and then they could do their teaching practice as part of that.
That's Daventry Rourke, a former principal and now chair of the Board of Management at Gaelscoil Rory in Maynooth in County Kildare, speaking to us earlier.